This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. When it comes to solar farms in the Mountain West, there are questions about the environmental footprints. Caleb Bradle reports on new research that suggests they can coexist with rare plants.
Scientists from the Desert Research Institute studied a plant called three-corner milk vetch at the Gemini Solar site near Las Vegas. Before construction, they found only about a dozen plants in the area. 2 years later, they counted more than 90. And many were bigger and produced more flowers and seeds than nearby populations outside the site. That kind of outcome is unusual, says researcher Tiffany Pereira.
Normally, solar sites look like a moonscape. They take out all the vegetation, they blade it, they grade it, take out the topography, the soil seed bank. So the fact that you can have a rare plant coexisting with something like this is crazy.
Pereira says the findings could help guide how solar development moves forward across the Mountain West without automatically sacrificing sensitive desert ecosystems. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Colorado Springs Councilwoman Kimberly Gold has been reprimanded for comments related to a colleague's actions. Here's CPR's Brianna Heaney.
During a proclamation recognizing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, faith leaders came to a council meeting to speak. In their comments, some condemned the actions of ICE. Councilman Dave Donaldson got up and left, saying he found the comments offensive. At the time, Gold thanked the faith leaders for their comments. She then posted on social media a photo of the proclamation with a caption that said Donaldson had, quote, angrily stormed off and then refused to participate in a customary photo. Around a week later, she received a formal letter reprimanding her, saying she had violated decorum rules. Five other council members signed in support of the reprimand. Donaldson did not. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.